You're listening to New York Public Radio. I'm Amy Eddings. Prima ballerinas aren't exactly a dime a dozen, and their numbers are getting even smaller these days. Two of the world's greatest ballerinas, Kira Nichols of the New York City Ballet and Alessandra Ferri of the American Ballet Theatre, are both retiring this year. The American Ballet Theatre's 2007 season gets underway tonight with a gala opening, and the dance critic Claudia Larocco is here to tell us if we're at the end of an era. Welcome back, Claudia.
Thanks.
Dancers retire all the time. Why are Kira Nichols and Alessandra Ferri such a big deal?
Well, Nichols in particular is a really big deal because she's the last great Balanchine ballerina. She joined the company in 1974, which is an extraordinary lifespan for a ballerina. And Ferri, you know, it's not as dramatic a shift. I mean, it's not so much the end of an era in the way that Nichols is. But she is really one of the great interpreters of these big story ballets. And, you know, there are a lot of ballerinas who can do the steps. There aren't as many who can embody the roles as fully as she does.
Well, I was going to ask that. I mean, can't younger ballerinas leap higher and stretch wider and perform these feats much more capably than ballerinas at this stage of their career?
I mean, yes, certainly if you are, you know, an 18-year-old, you can do things that a woman in her 40s cannot, no matter, you know, what we're talking about. But the idea of a dancer as an artist as opposed to a dancer as a technician is something that's very different. And when you're an 18-year-old, you know, if you were a painter or a poet, you don't necessarily have that much to say yet. And if you look at a lot of these younger dancers, they can do the steps. That's not an issue, but they don't necessarily have that much to say. And they're not really translating anything, and that is a great loss.
But what are ballet audiences coming for? Are they coming for artistry, or are they coming for athleticism and dramatic feats on stage?
I think certainly they're coming for both. And I mean, especially at something like this gala tonight, you know, this is going to be the crowd pleaser. So this is when you're going to have the dancers come out and, you know, do as many turns as they can do, leap as high as they can leap. But it's sort of, you know, that's sort of the, not that they're tricks, I mean, but seen without the context of artistry, if you are watching this art form over a long period of time, they can wear thin. And there are some dancers who technically, I mean, you know, are so wondrous. I mean, they can just do these things that you can't really even believe, but they don't express anything. And so after a while, you think, all right, so, you know, I could be watching gymnastics. It's just not that interesting. I mean, and by the same token, if a dancer is incredibly expressive but does not have the technical chops, then, you know, that gets in the way as well, which is why that, you know, dancers can't really stay on the stage doing a full range of roles much longer than these two women are.
New York is arguably the dance capital of the world, but ballet audiences continue to shrink and age. How will companies adapt to reach new audiences?
Well, it's a huge issue right now, and it's, you know, not just for ballet, obviously. I mean, opera, a lot of, you know, classical music, this is a big discussion.
Are prima ballerinas one way to do this? Are they a draw?
Definitely, and especially for a company like ABT, the casting matters a lot. You know, not all Swan Lakes are created equal. It's not as important for a company like New York City Ballet, which relies a lot more on repertory.
Is there any way for us to be able to predict who the next great ballerina will be?
You know, you can't really predict it, which is what makes it so exciting. I mean, I think ballet history is littered with examples of young dancers who are going to be stars, and then they sort of just crashed and burned. Pretty soon after this season, Nichols and Ferri are going to be, you know, what was, and there's no, you can go to a museum for paintings, you can go to a library for books, but after they're gone in dance, which is what's fabulous and terrible about the art form.
I've been speaking with the dance critic Claudia Larocco. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You can find out more about the New York City Ballet and the American Ballet Theatre's 2007 seasons by visiting our website, wnyc.org. And this is WNYC.